Give the Lord a hand clap for this mighty, mighty man of God, apostle of faith, Dr. Robert Ampia Kwofi is going to bring us the word today. Amen. God bless you, Osofu. You are welcome. You are welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Please be seated. It's good to be back in Harvest Church. I think it's quite some time since I came here because a lot of things are new. So when I went this way, I saw that a whole lot of things have changed over this way. Hallelujah. And the beauty of the place is being maintained. Hallelujah. And new things are being added. I believe it's the same in your life. Everything is getting better. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Are you okay? Praise God. Tell your neighbor, God loves you. Amen. And I do too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I thank God so much for the life of Pastor Paul and Pastor Joe. They're a man and a woman of destiny and call. Hallelujah. It's wonderful when a man can hear the voice of his call and his destiny. The voice of that call can separate you from the normal, from the usual. It can connect you to the unusual because of the voice of the call. Hallelujah. One of the prophets, he said, I was not a prophet. He said, I was a farmer. But the voice of my call connected me to something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. So, I believe that Pastor Paul used to be a normal, good, well-behaved English gentleman, but the call of God connected him. Glory be to God. So now he's following a different tune. Hallelujah. And he's situated in a revival format, hallelujah, and pushing something which is Jehovah's own agenda, hallelujah. And I believe that we have to give Pastors Paul and Joe the maximum support that we can, hallelujah, in our prayers, praise God, with our love, hallelujah. And with our human support. When I say human support, when people are on your side, it tells something to your enemies when people are for you. For many times, Jesus' enemies would have taken him, but they feared the people. They didn't fear Jesus. They feared the people who were on his side because the people considered him to be a blessing, somebody helping them in their sicknesses and healing their diseases, casting out devils that were oppressing them and preaching comforting truths to their life. So when the religious leaders were offended at him, they had to be hesitant. Because the people held him to be a genuine and a true religious leader. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. So when you 100% be on Pastor Paul and Pastor Joe's side, be on their side. Glory be to God. Intimidate their enemies by your support. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And as you are traveling on a journey and we must do exploits along the way, You're already doing so many exploits, but God has some more exploits that need to be done, because you are pushing a brand of Christianity, hallelujah, that has so much intertwined with prayer and revival, hallelujah. I was talking to Pastor Paul sometime, and he told me he was in Mozambique with a crusade. That's not usual pastoring, hallelujah. It's revival format, amen. Touching, affecting nations, hallelujah. So this whole church is in a destiny plan, hallelujah. And you got to go with the flow, amen. And you got to go with the blessing. So many nations are represented here. It means that God can touch so many nations right from here as he touches your life. Your life becomes a blessing to the nations which you come out from. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So God will surely bless and favor your life. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Can we pray? Father, we thank you in the holy name of Jesus Christ our Lord. We take today as a day, not just an ordinary day, but a day where we can share in your heart and your mind concerning your church. We pray that you will make today a day of destiny formation, that you will move through your word and accomplish in our hearts and in our lives all the things that you have determined to accomplish. I give you the praise and I give you the glory. I say that let this house be blessed. Let this church be blessed. Let your favor be upon this house. Let your grace be upon this house. Settle every issue. Deal with every controversy. Be the boss and be in charge. Rule thou in the midst of this house. In the name of Jesus. Open doors and show favor. In the name of Jesus, in this house, let prayers that are prayed in this house find favor before your presence. In the name of Jesus, answer prayers, show forth grace, be gracious to your own people, bring down the enemy and his tricks and traps. Let the name of Jesus be glorified. Fulfill your purpose. Fulfill your calling. Do all that you purpose to do. Let nothing be left out, but fulfill and accomplish all that you have purposed to do in Harvest Church. In the name of Jesus, we call upon the things that are written concerning this church. We call upon the things that are written in the volumes of the book concerning your servant, Pastor Paul and Pastor Joe. We declare in the name of Jesus, let that which is written begin to come to the forefront in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Go ahead. I asked Pastor Paul to give me the commandments of the house, but he didn't tell me anything. Glory be to God. Genesis chapter number 5. And glory be to God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. God has his own way of doing everything. Glory be to God. Genesis chapter number 5. And I'm reading verse number 1-3. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam. So you find that Adam is the name of both the male and the female. And he called their name Adam or Adam in the day when they were created. You will notice that God, all the names given to the female, Adam named Eve, but God named them Adam. So they were all called Adam. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. Somebody say Seth. Seth. Hallelujah. Now, Seth just means appointment. Appointment. And today, by the grace of God, we are here that every divine appointment that he has for your life will be fulfilled. Glory be to God. God is a God of appointment. He makes appointments. And as we heard the gracious lady that took up the tithes said that the vision is for an appointed time, that God is a God of appointment. Glory be to God. When he gives visions and he gives dreams and he sets up purposes, he puts them on a timetable. Hallelujah. And God Almighty is not flustered. He is not troubled. And our assumptions don't disturb him. That means that you may assume something because of what you saw. And you may put on your own timetable. And you may feel that you are getting late. And you may feel that you want this at this time and that at that time. Time, and you may have very good reasons for that, but Jehovah is never disturbed by the things that disturb you and I. Glory be to God. He doesn't worry about the fact that you found two gray hairs on top of your head and you feel you are running out of time. God still works with his own time. Is somebody here with me today? He's operating his own appointment no matter how we feel about it. And he just keeps to his schedule. Glory be to God. And sometimes in the appointment, funny things can happen, because in the appointments of God, sometimes things don't go in the strategic manner that we think that we are getting closer. Sometimes we think that if you are climbing a ladder, you would know when you are getting higher. And that's how we think of God's appointment. But God can take you south when it looked like he promised you north. And you may think that you are getting further away from your appointment because that's how your mind calculates it. Because if we are getting to the top of the ladder, we would know that we have climbed maybe 10 rungs and we are on the 9th. So we have hope and comfort that we are closer to our goal. But God can even take the whole ladder away and then you can't find the ladder at all. And then you get disturbed because you don't see yourself getting higher towards where you think you are going. Is somebody still here with me today? Our brother called Joseph, when God showed him a dream, he showed him a very high place when all his brothers were bowing to him. So ordinarily, he would be thinking he would be becoming more and more important. And the people would be acknowledging him more and more. And he would believe that strategically he would be getting into higher and higher positions. And when the father made him a coat of many colors, he might have thought, I'm getting closer now. And I'm getting higher now. We are getting higher towards the place where God said we are going. But suddenly everything started going south. And then it looked like, where and how is God going to fulfill what he said he was going to do? Is somebody still here with me today? I came by the grace of God to tell somebody that no matter what it looks like, God still has all things in his control. He is still in charge. He is still the boss. He still knows how to work it out. You may not be able to calculate it intelligently, but God is higher than what you think. Your God is greater than who you think he is. So when things started going south, it was easy for Joseph to begin to think that I thought I saw my brothers bow to me. But now, instead of me having a dominant position over them, they have managed to capture me and put me in a pit. And I have no opportunity to fight back. And it looked funny because he is in a pit, and the people that were supposed to bow to him, he has to beg them for his life, to spare his life. And it doesn't look like the promise, because here he is begging the people who are supposed to be bowing to him and healing him. And he must plead with them, don't kill me. Just have mercy on me. You leave me in the pit, but don't kill me. And he had to be crying. Those of you who don't believe that, just check with what the brothers said when they met up with him again. And they said to one another, didn't we tell you when he was crying that we should leave him alone? Some of the people now said that we didn't intend it. We were, some people can be part of the plan, but somehow when things go another way, they will now say, didn't I tell you that don't do that to him? Hallelujah. So when things were working in another way, the brothers began to discuss it among themselves, that when he was crying and weeping and begging us, some of them said, didn't I tell you that you should leave him alone? Glory be to God. So it looked like things can be turned upside down, but doesn't mean that God has given up his plan. His appointment still holds. And I came all the way here to tell you that the appointment still holds. Glory be to God. What he said he will do, he will still do. What he planned to do in your family, in your life, he will still do. In the name of Jesus, whatever he planned to do in your church, in your business, in your family, in your children, whatever he said he will do, he will still do. Can somebody say amen? He's still got it working now. Hallelujah to Jesus. And when they sold him as a slave, he might have thought the plan is off now. And they sold him to Potiphar, and he said, well, maybe the plan can still be redeemed. I've been sold to a very high level of official, so maybe if I behave well here, I might become a high ranking slave, and the others may become low ranking slaves, and they may have a reason to bow to me. And so he was there, but even there, the hope that was there was also crushed when he stood for holiness and purity, and he stood for the things of God, and they told a lie against him and threw him in jail. Hallelujah. A lot of people think that if you do something good, you are about about to be rewarded. Yes, sir, you will. Yes, madam, you will. But maybe not immediately and not the way you think. Hallelujah. Because the man stood for God and said, how can I sin against God? And how can I sin against your husband by going to bed with you, Mrs. Potiphar? And the husband rewarded him by throwing him in jail. But God had reserved his own. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. You have to get to the place where you allow God to be God. Glory be to God. And sometimes whatever good you do, don't try to get a reward from the same place. Hallelujah to Jesus. So some of you helped somebody called Peter, and you want Peter to be the one that will bring a reward to your life. But leave Peter alone and just allow him to go with what you did or what you are doing, because God may use John to bring a blessing back into your life. Is somebody still here with me today? Glory be to God. Some of you get disappointed because you said, I did this with that place and I did that. But don't look for the reward from the same place. Is somebody here still with me? So God is still keeping his own in reserve. So he was thrown into jail. But God is not worried about appearances. Glory be to God. He said, I know how to get the situation so that you will be in a position where they will bow to you. Don't worry where you are now. I still know how to work it out. Don't worry where they are now. My word is capable of putting all things together in the appointed time. So he says to in the book of Psalms that they put his feet in iron, they hurt his feet with fetters, and the word of the Lord tried him until the time of his word came. So it means that there is a time to the word, and until the time of the word had come, the Bible says the word of the Lord tried him until the time of his word came. Hallelujah. So whenever you receive a word from God, you have to believe that that word has a particular time, and until that time comes, the very word you have received will try you. Glory be to God. Is somebody still here with me today? Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. That's why receiving the word of God is not for babies. It's for people who are ready for the testing of the word of God itself. Hallelujah. You are ready that no matter what test the word brings, you will still be holding on to the word, because no matter how things look, you are still determined and your focus is still on the word. Hallelujah to Jesus. There are so many things that can come and happen in between the time of the word and the time of the fulfillment of the word. And in between that time, whatever happens, just attribute it to be the testing of the word. He said, until the time of his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. He said, it put the blame for all his experiences on the word of the Lord he had received. Glory be to God. Yeah, you may be worried about people, but God is not worried about people. Glory be to God. You may be worried about circumstances, but God is not worried about circumstances. You may be worried about devils, but God is not even worried about devils. For he said, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. When the enemy sets up purposes, it does not create panic in heaven. God is not impressed by the trickery of the devil. Hallelujah to Jesus. Somebody will be blessed today. I said somebody will be blessed today. Somebody receive some help from on high today before we come to the end of everything. Good will come to somebody. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, glory be to the Lord your God and my God. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. I was looking for this and Psalms 105 verse 19, because that's what I wanted you to take a look at, that he said so many things happened to him, but the Bible never worried about who did what and who didn't do what, but the scripture just put all under a blanket responsibility and said concerning Joseph, if you don't mind, I'll read from Psalm 105. I'll read from verse 17 to 19. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. Your word is coming. You didn't hear what I said. I said your word is coming. Some things can have some time. The chain can have some time, but it's only there until the time that your word comes. That's the appointed time. Until the time that his word came, 19b, the word of the Lord tried him. So he didn't talk about his brothers, didn't talk about Mrs. Potiphar, didn't talk about Mr. Potiphar being unfair and not giving him a hearing. Forgot everything and said the word of the Lord tried him. Is somebody still here today? As the word of God comes to you, the enemy is after the word. See, the enemy is not really worried about people. He's concerned about the word they carry. Are you here with me today? Because God is watching over his word to perform it. And when God's word is in somebody, then God has something to fulfill in the person's life. So the enemy's concern is about the word. And so he's attacking the word. He's trying to take you away from the word. He's trying to divorce you from your word. He's trying to make you give up your word. He's trying to make you give up the word and say this doesn't work or this won't work. He's trying to get you to throw the word away. All the pressure that has come on your life is an attempt to remove your word. But if you hold fast to your word, then you know that there is an appointed time, and I'm holding fast to this word because the enemy is trying to get it from me, and the enemy is trying to get me to recant the word, and the enemy is trying to get me to say that this doesn't work, but I refuse to let the enemy have my word. You can have my shoe, but leave my word. You can have my coat, but leave my word. You can have my hair, but leave my word, because that's what God is looking upon to work in my life. Glory be to God. Oh, I see some people in harvest. God's word time is close by you. I was praying in the car coming here, praying for two reasons. One, so that we'll get here quickly, because Pastor Joe had called us not to be late. Hallelujah. And we're driving from the south, and I was afraid of Pastor Joe. So I was praying that all the cars would be moved out of the way, and all the traffic lights would be green, and everything would work in our favor. Is somebody still here today? Give the Lord a clap offering. Now, some of you are not afraid of Pastor Joe. You are more courageous than me. I am afraid. Glory be to God. I'm not afraid of Pastor Paul. I'm only afraid of Pastor Joe. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And I found myself praying, but I also knew I was praying for you. Hallelujah. I was praying for you that you won't lose your word and you won't give up your purpose and you won't give up the plan that God has for you. No matter how hard it becomes, no matter how difficult the trial may be, no matter how challenging the situation may be, hold fast to the word. Let everything other go. Let the devil steal your shoe. Let him take your socks, but hold your word in the name of Jesus. You didn't hear what I said? Because your appointed time is coming. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. There are times you have to go beyond what's happening and who's happening and get to the place where you just see everything in terms of the word of God. Glory be to God. Oh, is somebody still here with me today? Because sometimes all these things are issues of the word. Glory be to God. If it was not the word, Joseph would have lived an ordinary life like all his 12 brothers. It's just an issue of the word. Glory be to God. So sometimes it's the word you carry that brings the challenges you see. Oh, glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. Glory be to God. I pray in the name of Jesus because of the time scheme that I see in the realm of the spirit, that all kinds of challenges are getting broken now because the time of the word is coming. Hallelujah. So accurate is this matter that Joseph got somebody indebted to him who owed him a favor because he had interpreted a dream for a butler. And he had some covenant pact with the butler that you and the baker have dreamed dreams. And the baker, his dream, I have seen that he will be executed in 3 days. And when you hear that kind of interpretation, maybe you will try to befriend the preacher. So the butler might have come closer to Joseph and said, don't see something like that for me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, don't see something like that for me. So he had become buddy-buddy with the butler. And the butler, he said, now what do you think my dream means? And he said, for you, within 3 days, the king will call you back and reinstate you. And he said, the agreement I have with you is that I have shown you what is going to happen to you in 3 days. So you better, when you get there, remember to talk to the king that I'm here unfairly and unjustly, and that I'm quite a good guy. I'm not a bad person. I'm a nice person. You have known me since we're in the jail. Do I look like somebody who would try to rape his master's wife? And the butler said, I don't think so. I think you're a nice guy. If he's interpreting dreams and has executed somebody for in 3 days' time, whatever he asks you, you say yes. You say, no, I don't think. I don't even think you like women. I don't. Glory be to God. I think you are so holy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So he said, when you get to the king, just tell the king I didn't do what they said I did and that I'm innocent, and let the king get me out of here. But God has his own timing for things. Is somebody here with me today? I see somebody that the only reason why what time it is went a little further on was to get the thing to become better than what you wanted. Glory be to God. You see, Joseph just wanted to be set free, but God said, no, when Pharaoh intervenes in this matter, I don't want him just to set you free. I want him also to appoint you as a prime minister. So something, you are looking for something, but God said, I'm about to add to what you are looking for. There is coming an abundance into somebody's life. You didn't hear what I said, because there is coming an overflow in the name of Jesus into somebody's life. I feel something is changing by the grace of God. In the name of Jesus, God sent this man all the way from Ghana, West Africa, to tell you he's got something better for you than you ever asked for yourself. Joseph was trying to negotiate a release by political connections. He said, I'm a close friend to the butler of the king. He's even where he is because I gave him an interpretation. Glory be to God. So the butler owes me a favor. So it is well with me. He might have told the other prisoners, I won't be here long. I'm connected in high places. And soon or very soon, my connections will work for me to get out of here. He waited for 1 month and he was still there. 3 months he was still there. 1 year he was still there. 2 years he was still there. But one day God said, I'll cause the butler to remember. You have to know that if God will use somebody to bless you, sometimes it will take God to use them to bless you. That means that you may think that directly they will bless you, but they will not bless you directly until God himself decides to push them to bless you. You didn't hear what I said. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ultimately, his connection with the butler was instrumental for getting him out of jail. But it wasn't because the butler was such a good man or a grateful man. It was because God engineered circumstances to compel the butler to act on Joseph's behalf. Something you think will happen because God is back of it. Not because man is back of it, but because God is back of it. Glory to God. You know, those kings were pretty crazy people. And in those days, they had no parliament. And they had no House of Lords. And they had no courts. The king was the court. The judge, the jury, everything, the king. Whatever he says, that's it. Glory be to God. There was no newspapers to manage public opinion against the decision or whatever. Nobody could demonstrate. You have to stay where you are. Whatever the king says, that's it. So when the king couldn't get the interpretation of his dream and the wise men couldn't interpret it, and the butler saw this king is getting more and more frustrated and these people are crazy. Anytime they get very frustrated, he may just decree that all of us should be executed, and he may just begin to get angry with all of us. So he said, hey, I remember my fault. Somebody here today, I see a divine engineering on your behalf. May the Lord engineer some things for you. Oh, I'm telling you, there are some things that have been locked up, but they are locked up for you, for your appointed time, that may Jehovah unlock it at the appropriate time. I see some favors coming in the mighty name of Jesus. I see some opportunities coming. I see some favors coming. In fact, I begin to see that God is about to bless harvest once again in a new dimension, in a new way, in Jesus' name. Somebody has to give the Lord a clap of amen. I'm telling you, something is about to happen. Something is about to give way. Something is changing in the realm of the spirit. Glory be to God. And the butler says, I remember somebody who can solve this problem before the king goes crazy. it's a king. There's somebody who can solve the problem. The only problem is that the man is in jail. He said, who dares to jail somebody who can solve my problem? And he said, it was a man, Potiphar. He said, come on. He said, the king sent to the jail to fetch him. He said, don't worry who put him there. Don't worry about what he did. Just fetch him out of the jail. Doesn't that sound like Jesus Christ? Don't worry what he did. Don't worry what she did. Don't worry what went wrong. Don't worry whatever. Just fetch him out of the place. Oh, somebody better praise him now. I said, somebody better praise him now. Oh, Jesus. Oh, glory. Some people can be trying to hold something against you. They remember what you did, and they remember your mistakes, and they remember, so they are putting you somewhere. But Jesus is higher, in whom we have redemption, even the forgiveness of our sins through his blood. That means that he will fetch you out of it. And he said, it doesn't matter what they said he did, and it doesn't matter what they said she did, just fetch him out. Somebody, God has given a commandment, and I hear it now. He said, it doesn't matter what he did, and it doesn't matter what she did, just fetch her out. Oh, I feel a blessing here now. Oh, I feel a blessing here now. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, my Oshada, you have to make up your mind. Men can't keep me here. Men can't keep me locked down anymore. People can't keep me in obscurity anymore. I refuse to go around with my head hung down. God Almighty, by the blood of Jesus, he said, it doesn't matter whatever, bring him out, bring her out. Somebody say yes. Wow. That's why I like Jesus. I love Jesus, because sometimes even we ourselves, our own kind of conscience or our own sense of judgment, some of us are harder on ourselves than even we are on other people. Some of us, our own nature makes us be very hard on ourselves, and we think, why was I so stupid, or why did I make such a silly mistake? And we want to lock up our own selves. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some people don't even sleep on top of their pillow. Their pillow rather sleep on top of their head, because they feel down about themselves. So they put the pillow on top of their head and cover their head. You didn't hear what I said. In the name of Jesus. But God sent me to tell you, pull that pillow off your head and put your head on it, because he just said, fetch him out. He said, there are some issues with him. He said, fetch him out. He said, there are some troubles with him. Fetch him out. He said, Mrs. Potiphar lodged the case against him. Fetch him out. He said, Mr. Potiphar decided he should be in jail. He said, fetch him out. Because the king is the king. All the people whose names are being mentioned, they are all under the authority of the king. He said, who put him there? He said, Potiphar. He said, Potiphar is in trouble. Fetch the guy out. I declare to you today, Jesus Christ has already made a proclamation. Fetch her out. Fetch him out. My God, you are coming out of the trouble. You are coming out of the disease. You are coming out of the trouble. The home trouble, you are coming out of it in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter where the trouble came from. God said, fetch him out. Said the king sent and fetched him. Some people were protesting. Potiphar said, where is he going? He said, the king said it. Potiphar said, it's okay. Mrs. Potiphar said, I lodged the complaint. How come he's walking out there? They said, the king sent for him. He said, it's okay. There are some things you can never talk your way out of it, because there were only two people there. Mrs. Potiphar had made sure everybody had gone out of the house, so there are no witnesses. It's a pure matter of he said, she said. No CSI, nothing. Now, you can never argue your way out of this. And your coat has been gripped as an evidence. You can't argue your way out. God has to do something to prove that it was not you. You didn't hear what I said. The only thing is that God just has to do something that proves that it was not you. And God said, forget about all the argument, Joseph. I'll just promote you into a certain place. Mrs. Potiphar herself will whisper to the husband, all I said is not true. Because where the guy is now, I see somebody getting blessed. I said, I see somebody getting blessed. Are you ready for all this one now? Because before we close, God is going to put something into your hand. And what God puts into your hand will be destiny changing. I remember the scripture concerning Mordecai, how he saved the life of the king when some people were plotting to execute the king Ahasuerus. But he was not rewarded, but it was recorded. I have a word for you. Even if it is not rewarded, that it is still recorded. You didn't hear what I said. Nothing was done for Mordecai, but it was recorded. I said it was recorded. And whenever there's a record, then the reward is guaranteed. Is somebody here today? Tap your neighbor, say it's recorded now. Why are you afraid of your neighbor? I said tap your neighbor. Don't do it gently. Don't do it British way. You got to do it African way. Do it my way. Hallelujah. Remind me. Just tell the neighbor it's recorded. You are complaining about a lot of things that have not yet been rewarded. But God sent me to announce to you it is recorded. And if it is my something will change for somebody today. And God said, I just recorded it and set it aside, Mordecai, because one day you will need it to save your life. And when Haman built the gallows, God said, what is recorded must now be rewarded, because the time of it has now come. Somebody's time has been. Oh, I hear the chimes of a clock. I hear the big bang tolling now, because somebody's time. I hear the clock going clock. I hear it going tick tock, tick tock. Something is changing for somebody by time. And glory to God. That night, the king couldn't sleep. God is a master at things. Glory be to God. He didn't do anything when they were building the gallows, but when they finished building it, he now said, King, you can't sleep through this one. The king was tossing and turning and why can't I sleep? And he said, there must be something I should do I haven't done. That's why I've become restless. So he said, the thing must surely be in the records. There must be something. So he woke up in the midnight. He said, servants, go and bring all the files. King, what are you talking about? All the files, including the one that proves that Gaddafi was not alone in being a bad boy. Bring. Glory be to God. He said, fetch all the files now. It's a king. It's midnight. It's a fetch the files. Glory be to God. I see somebody's blessing over. Oh, something is overshadowing somebody's head. Glory be to God. And then they begin to read through the records. And they read. He said, not this. Not this. Not this. Then somebody says, two people plotted to execute the king. And Mordecai
reported the plot and saved the life of the king. And the king said, yes, what has been done to reward him? Once there's a record, the reward is guaranteed. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Somebody. Oh, Jesus. Something is. Ayo Shamahaya. Somebody, somebody, something good will happen to you today, because I just saw the flash of your record. The record is there. I said the record is there. The record is there. And God will make sure, so long as the record is there, the reward will come. The king said, what must be done to reward somebody that I delight to reward? And Haman was around, and Haman thought it was him. So he bloated the reward because he thought it was for him. Glory be to God. My God, you're about to be blessed. People, some of the things that will bless you will be even people who hate you. That's why you don't have to worry about people who hate you, because some of the people who hate you, they are the ones that will bless you the most. So Haman didn't know it was Mordecai who was going to be rewarded. So he said, let the king put him in his chariot. Let him give him his gown, his royal gown. Put him in the royal chariot and let somebody go in front of him and command everybody to bow to him as he rides in the royal chariot. The enemy was blessing him, and the more he opens his mouth, the higher Mordecai goes. I see you going very far. Oh, I said, I see you going very far. And I'm telling you, your enemies will help it along. Hallelujah. You worry too much about those who don't like you. It doesn't matter at all. Glory be to God. They are part of the equation. I said they are part of the equation. Sometimes the variables, part of it, x squared plus 2x squared plus 3y squared plus c equals 18. Part of that equation somewhere, there must be some enemy somewhere there. He said, Pastor, what are you talking about? Because he said, thou anointest my head with oil. And then he says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. So there can be no equation written about your life without the presence of the enemies. They have to be somewhere. If they are not in X squared, they have to be in Y squared. If they are not in X or Y, then they have to be in the C, the constant. Whatever the case, they have to be in there somewhere, because the blessing comes in their presence. I see you going very far. I said, I see you going very far. I see you going very, very, very far. I'm coming to my beginning, because my beginning is my ending. Hallelujah. You remember we read Genesis chapter 5. And we went on a journey, so we can end with the beginning. Hallelujah. After all, the beginning and the ending are always the same thing. Amen. Because the beginning and the end are the same person. Because he said that Jesus Christ is Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and he's the end. So the beginning and the end are the same thing. Most of the time, we get troubled by things that keep going on, but the beginning and the ending are the same person. So the one who started it with the word, his name is Jesus, and the ending is Jesus. So you don't have to worry, because you panic in between, but in between, don't worry at all, because the beginning and the end is the same thing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So in Genesis chapter number 5, we hear of Seth, and I'm closing with Seth. In the day that God created them, he created a male and female and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. Hallelujah. All of the females' names were given by Adam, but God called their name Adam. It's Adam who first called her woman because she was taken out of the man. Then he named her Eve because he said she's the mother of all living. But God named them Adam. The two of you are tighter than you can think. You didn't hear what I said? I said you didn't hear what I said? Glory be to God. Identification together. God has something for you. God has something for your family. God has something that can help you. You have to overcome everything and make sure that what God put together, nothing puts it asunder. You didn't hear what I said? Including all the annoying habits and the annoying things. Glory be to God. I'm glad I didn't come with Mama Abrefi. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when I preach some nice things like that, it will come back to me when I misbehave. I will be told that you said this or you said that. So I'm glad she's not here. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. May you not give the tape to her either. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. And God called their name Adam, one name for the two of them. Glory be to God. And set them together to bless them together. And God blessed them. You got to read your Bible. Glory be to God. The Western world is too individualistic. There's too much of me, I, myself. God don't work with me, I, myself. He's a God of families. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He's trying to release some generational blessings if you will allow him. Praise God. God is awesome. I mean, he could tell Solomon that you messed up. You've gone to worship idols. I should snatch the kingdom from you. But because of your father David, I will let you keep the kingdom because your father David walked with me. You have to get the point that God don't look at only you. God is looking at generations. He keeps covenant to 1,000 generations of them that love him. When God gives you a promise, that thing somersaults on your son and on your daughter. You didn't hear what I said. When God blesses you, that blessing jumps over on your seed. Is somebody still here with me today? One day I will come just because of Harvest Church. Glory be to God. I may not be a prophet, but I'll still come. I know you love prophets, but when I come, I'll be coming to teach the generational blessing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because after you gather all the words, you have to know how to get them into the physical. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I'll come myself too. I won't let anybody buy my ticket. I'll come. Glory be to God. God is blessing us in the third world. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, Adam and Eve, in their trouble, Adam turned his back on Eve. Glory be to God. And said, God, all the mess is because of the woman that you gave me. I wonder how Eve was feeling because already she knows I messed up. Then Adam too has turned his back on her and is telling the angry God that all the trouble is from her. Glory be to God. Praise God forevermore. I pray for some husbands in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what happens, but don't blame your wife. Amen. For Adam was with her, and he said she took an earth and gave to her husband with her. He was there. And if you stood by for the enemy to roll over your wife's mind whilst you were not deceived and knew better, then don't blame her, but look, take a mirror and look into the mirror. Is somebody still here with me today? If you are a woman, turn to some man close by you. I said, don't blame me now. Don't blame me. Glory be to God. Are you blessed? I said, are you blessed? Don't blame me, don't blame me, don't blame me. He said, oh, God, it wasn't me, it wasn't me. But God, who knew the whole scenario and everything that had gone on, came first to Adam. He forgot about the devil, forgot about Eve. He said, Adam, what's been going on? Adam says, not me, it's the woman. But you see, God always knows where to place responsibility. And I came to tell somebody in Britain that God's word cannot change. Amen. Glory be to God. Don't be in a hurry to change the word of God. Praise God forevermore. The laws of God do not change. I want the men to be men. I said, I want the men to be men. See, you see, where I come from, the culture expects the men to be men. Amen. Are you hearing me today? Don't be afraid of your wife. I know the law here says if she's annoyed, she can command me to go and sleep on the couch. The devil is a liar. Where I come from, no woman can command any man to go and sleep on the couch. Hey! It won't happen now. You didn't hear what I said. I said it will happen now. But we have to go beyond the feminization of the society. Glory be to God. And he said, if she gets angry and leave me, they will collect all my stuff and give it to her. Where I come from, it doesn't work that way. That's why whenever I come to London, I go back there. Whenever the immigration people ask me, what are you coming to do? I said, oh, you don't worry at all. I'll be out of here in a short while because I like where I came from now. Where I came from now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know why some of the societies where the women are given too much power? You can be angry with me. It doesn't matter at all. I'll go. Glory be to God. And you see that the men refuse to go to church. You know why? Because that's the only thing they can rebel and there will be no trouble. Because they have said yes, 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 yes to everything. Now the only way they can prove some independence and manliness is I'm a man because I don't go to church. Hallelujah. I'm telling you the truth. You don't believe, eh? It's true. So they prove their manhood by saying, hey, the worship is for the women. That one, if I don't go, there can be no consequence. Glory be to God. But you need to help your man to be a man. I said, help your man to be a man. Oh, I don't hear you say amen. I was preaching to some people. I told the women that if you make your man now be saying yes to you, yes to you, yes to you, you will be the first person to become bored with him. Say amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Is that not so? It's the truth now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because you need somebody who can say, the man that says, no. Yes, this is how it must be. Glory be to God. Men, don't be afraid. Speak the truth. Say it. Say it like a man. The chips will fall for your favor.
I didn't say be a bully, but I mean just be a man. What you know is right. Say this is right. You didn't hear what I said. Just say this is right. Because if you don't say this is right, the makeup of a man will be resentful because you know that this is not your will. And the thing is happening in a way you don't like it. And once it keeps on going that way, you, because you're a man, you will be burying resentment within. And that's why the men die early. Statistically proven, they die 7 to 8 years before the women die. It's true. Because most of the time they are angry and it's inside. Praise God. They have stored in their belly resentment, anger, everything. And their heart don't beat right. Glory be to God. Only an African man can preach what I'm preaching. Glory be to God. But I'm commanding the men, come out of that place in the name of Jesus. Come out of every hiding place. Come out of resentment. Come out of bitterness. Come out of grudges. Come out of everything. Because God needs that home healthy. Is somebody hearing me today? Oh. Glory be to God. Come out, man. Say what you want. Glory be to God. Say it and declare it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because women are already very smart. They know how to get what they want already. They are very, very smart. Glory be to God. Isn't that so? Yeah. Women know that the men, we are just plasticine in their hand now. Glory be to God. They can make their eyes somewhere. We are giving all our money, giving all our everything. Oh, say hallelujah, somebody. So now, here was Eve receiving blame, already condemning herself and feeling the condemnation of the husband. And suddenly, as God was pronouncing punishments, suddenly God turns to the woman and says, the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. He said, you might say she created the problem, but something that will come out of her will come and destroy the source of the problem. Is somebody still here with me today? I command it in the name of Jesus, that you will produce that thing that will ignite the destruction of the source of every problem in the name of Jesus. No matter what kind of blame they are trying to attach on you, your prophecy said your seed will come out from you and your seed will bruise the head of that serpent that brought the trouble. Is somebody still here with me today? He said somewhere along the line, Eve, you will be pushing children out of your womb, and the female will keep on pushing, and one day they will push out Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and he will come with an answer to the thing that the devil did. Can somebody give him some praise? Oh my God, something.
I'm over now. Now, it says the seed of the woman will destroy the head of the serpent. And then Eve conceives Cain and said, maybe he's the one. But his attitude is terrible. But one day he says he's going to church. He's going to give a sacrifice. Eve said, maybe Cain may be the one. Then she has Abel. Then Cain shows a bad character and kills Abel. And said, maybe if it's not Cain, Abel is a better person. But then Cain, the bad boy, has killed Abel. So how are we going to go? Who are we going to go with? How is it going to work out? How is this promise going to come out properly? Because the bad boy has killed the good boy, and our hope is lost because Abel has given up the ghost and the bad boy has killed the good boy. Whatever died shall be resurrected in set. Oh, Jesus. Is somebody still here with me today? My God, many people, you've given up hope because something that you put your hope in seemed to have died. They said Abel was our best bet, but Cain has killed him. But then Seth, his name means appointment. And then he began to trace it. And Genesis 5 says, Adam and Eve had set, and it neglects to talk about Cain, and it neglects to talk about Abel, because God has wiped them out. Oh, Jesus. And it starts and says that Adam's children begins with Set. I prophesy over every mistake of your life that is canceled now, and in your appointed set time, it's set time. And in the time of set, everything that went wrong will not matter. Every place you put your hope and it didn't seem to work out, it will not matter anymore. Oh, because something different is beginning to come at the appointed time. Oh, there are people here today. God is declaring, I should tell you, that his favor is coming over your life in a special way. Please rise to your feet. Can you give me 5 minutes of your time? Sure. Because I'm not staying London long enough. Otherwise, I would have set up a time of prayer. But I want to take 2 to 5 minutes of your time to pray very quickly. Glory be to God. Is that all right? Is that all right?
Yes.
My God, something is here. See, the appointment is here. Tap your neighbor and say, the appointment is here. And all that went on has been erased. Kabo Shama Mama, it's just erased. He said, the whole story has been erased. The whole saga between Cain and Abel has been erased. The things that brought disappointment, they are not the real things. The real thing, the time of set is here. And in the appointed time, it will work now. I said, in the appointed time, it will produce the rightful fruit. In the name of Jesus, somebody, you have entered into your set hour. Oh, in the time of set, you cannot regret anything. In the time of set, you cannot worry about what went wrong and who did what. In this time of set, you just have to begin to see, it's my appointed time. It's my time to shine. It's my time to produce. It's my time to do the things that God Almighty has chosen me to do. In my appointed time, I shall be productive. In my appointed time, oh Jesus, my family, oh Jesus, will hold together. In my appointed time, my tears will be dried up. The tears I cried for Abel, they will dry up. My regret about Cain, who has become a vagabond and doesn't stay at home, everything will melt away because Seth has come with the appointment. Oh, somebody here today, the first business may have gone somewhere, the first relationship may have gone somewhere, but God is telling me to tell somebody, the history is over, the trouble is over,
a new thing is happening now. Oh Jesus, and if you can just lift your voice and talk to him now and tell him it's my appointed time. It's my time of appointment. My sicknesses must go. Your sicknesses must leave your body. Your blood pressure must be regulated. Your home must be brought back into peace now. There must come a joy. There must come a peace. There must come a restoration. Your children must begin to come back. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus, your marriage must begin to begin to hold water again. Something must begin to change now, because the set time. Yes. Oh my God, he said, it's the appointed time. It's the time of set. It's the time of set. In the name of Jesus, somebody open your mouth and talk to Jehovah. Open your mouth. Open.